Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 I'm going to read text 4 and text 5 this morning. So we'll chant text 4, Canto 5, Chapter 1. Samshayo yamahan brahman.
Samshayo yamahan brahman.
Dadagara sutadishu.
Dadagara sutadishu.
Saktasya yatsatir adbhut.
Saktasya yatsatir adbhut.
Krishne cha matir achyuta. Samshayo yamahan brahman.
Samshayo yamahan brahman.
Dada gara sutadishu.
Dada gara sutadishu.
Saktasya yatsadhir abhut.
Saktasya yatsadhir abhut.
Krishne cha matir
achyuta.
Samshayaha.
Samshayaha.
Doubt. I am this.
Yes.
Mahan. Great.
Yes.
Brahman.
Brahman.
O Brahmana.
Dara.
Dara. To the wife. Agara. Home. Sutta.
Sutta.
Children.
Children.
Adishu.
Adishu.
And so on.
So on.
Saktasya.
Of
a person attached. Yet, because siddhi, perfection, abhut, became Krishne, unto Krishna, cha, also, matihi, attachment, achyuta, infallible. Translation, the king continued, oh, great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How is it possible for a person like King Priyavrata, who was so attached to wife, children, and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection of Krishna in Krishna consciousness? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. King Parikshit wondered how a person so attached to wife, children, and home could become so perfectly Krishna conscious. Prahlad Maharaj said, Matirna Krishne Paratakshvatova Mito Vipadyeta Grahakvratanam A Grihavrata. One who has taken a vow to execute family duties has no chance to become Krishna conscious. This is because most Grihavratas are guided by sense gratification and therefore gradually glide down to the darkest regions of material existence. Andata gobir vishatam tamishram. How can they possibly become perfect in Krishna consciousness? Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadev Goswami to resolve this great doubt. And so he does. Text 5. In its prose, it's not verse. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, what you have said is correct. The glories of the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is praised in eloquent transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectarian honey of the Lord's lotus feet and whose mind is always absorbed in his glories, may sometimes be checked by some impediment, but he still never gives up the exalted position he has acquired. And 2.5 page purport. Sri Shukadeva Goswami accepted both of the king's propositions. So there are two statements that appear to be contradictory. First, A person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness cannot embrace materialistic life again. And one who has embraced materialistic life cannot take up Krishna consciousness at any stage of his existence. Although accepting both of these statements, Shukadeva Goswami qualified them by saying that a person who has once absorbed his mind in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may sometimes be influenced by impediments, but he still does not give up his exalted devotional position. So there's the key to the mystery, no further explanation. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are two kinds of impediments to devotional service. The first is an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. This is called Vaishnava Aparad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees not to commit Vaishnava Aparad, which he considered or described as the mad elephant offense. When a mad elephant enters a beautiful garden, it destroys everything, leaving a barren field. Similarly, the power of Vaishnava Aparad is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets if he commits it. Since Krishna consciousness is eternal, it cannot be destroyed altogether, but advancement may be checked for the time being. Thus, Vaishnava Aparad is one kind of impediment to devotional service. Here comes the second one. Sometimes, however, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee desires to impede one's devotional service. For example, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were formerly Giant Vijay, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha, but by the desire of the Lord they became his enemies for three lives. Thus, the desire of the Lord is another kind of impediment. But in both cases, the pure devotee, one advanced in Krishna consciousness, cannot be lost. Following the orders of his superiors, parentheses, Swayambhuva Manu and Lord Brahma, Priyavrata accepted family life. But this did not mean that he lost his position in devotional service. Krishna consciousness is perfect and eternal, and therefore it cannot be lost under any circumstances, because the material world is full of obstructions to advancement in Krishna consciousness. There may appear to be many impediments, yet Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, declares in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kotaya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Once one has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Two more Bhagavad Gita verses were cited. Next paragraph. In this verse, the word Shivatamam is very significant. Shivatamam means, quote, the most auspicious. The devotional path is so auspicious that a devotee cannot be lost under any circumstances. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, by the Lord himself. Partha naiveha na mutra vinashas tasya vidyate. My dear Arjuna, for a devotee there is no question of being lost either in this life or in the next. Bhagavad Gita 6:40. In the Bhagavad Gita 6:43, the Lord clearly explains how this is so. Tatratam bhuti samyogam labhate paurava paurava dehikam yatate cha tato bhuyaha samsidhau kuranandana. By the order of the Lord, a perfect devotee sometimes comes to this material world like an ordinary human being. Because of his previous practice, such a perfect devotee naturally becomes attached to devotional service, apparently without cause, despite all kinds of impediments due to surrounding circumstances. He automatically perseveres in devotional service and gradually advances until he once again becomes perfect. Bilva Mangala Thakur. had been an advanced devotee in his previous life, but in his next life he became greatly fallen and was attached to a prostitute suddenly. However, his entire behavior was changed by the words of the very prostitute who had so much attracted him. And he became a great devotee. In the lives of exalted devotees, there are many such instances proving that once one is taken to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Again, kotaya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Paragraph. The fact is, however, that one becomes a devotee when he is completely freed from all reactions to sinful life, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesham tvantikatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te tvandvamohinir mukta bhajante mam dridha vrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of illusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. On the other hand, not to complicate things, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Matir na krishne paratak svatova mato vipadyeta grahak vratanam. A person who is too attached to materialistic family life, home, family, wife, children, and so on, cannot develop Krishna consciousness. Final paragraph. These apparent contradictions are resolved in the life of a devotee by the grace of the Supreme Lord, and therefore a devotee is never bereft of his position on the path of liberation, which is described in this verse as Shivatamam Padavim. These two great personalities, Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, according to what we find in the first canto, in one sense they're equally qualified. One's taking the role of the speaker, the other's taking the role of the listener, but they're equally qualified. Or let's say, eminently qualified. Even Shukadeva Goswami is honored by Vyasadeva and Vyasadeva's spiritual master Narada Muni as most exalted, in that his explanations of the same message which they already knew was so wonderful, the way that he explained what he explained. So we can say Shukadeva Goswami is more qualified. He's listed amongst the 12 Mahajans, and Maharaj Parikshit isn't. But in any case, Maharaj Parikshit is superlatively qualified also in terms of his having taken shelter, complete shelter of the personality of Godhead, even before he was born, and received the complete mercy of the personality of Godhead, even while still within the womb of his mother, and everything else throughout his whole life displayed how the Lord was very dear to him and he was very dear to the Lord. So these two exalted personalities, one listening and inquiring, the other explaining, they're disclosing something that ordinary folks like us can't understand unless we hear exalted folks discuss them. So they're discussing. And the topic at hand is that the person, the historical display of a principle is in the life of Priyavrata. So step back from the life of Priyavrata, and the principle that's being discussed is two axiomatic facts, that is, a life of sense gratification obscures, blocks thought of the personality of Godhead, kind of apparent. If your mind is on this, it's not on that. Your mind is on that, it's not on this. And they're mutually exclusive. Meaning, the senses that are engaged in the service exclusively, the service of the personality of Godhead, there's no room in exclusive devotional service for senses being engaged in sense gratification. And conversely, and the same term as before, abhinivesita. Abhinivesita is overly attached, not appropriately engaged in, but overly attached to those objects which have the power to nashta, to destroy one's affinity for the personality of Godhead. At least cover. Like clouds have the power to block the power of the sun. Depending upon the density of the clouds, the light of the sun will be less, and the heat of the sun will be less, depending upon the density of the clouds. Similarly, this metaphor is used by our acharyas in describing a life of sense gratification. Well, the influence of ignorance, life of sense gratification, even licensed sense gratification, and offense. There's no license for offense. They serve to block the power of bhakti, and the power of bhakti is, we were discussing yesterday, is fully transcendental, not on the material platform, just as Krishna and Krishna's name and the bhakta are not on the material platform. Devotional service is not on the material platform. However, one may not see like that because of undue affinity for sense enjoyment or the objects of sense enjoyment and the mood of being the enjoyer of those objects. So the topic here is, just as in the verse, the previous term was used, abhinivesh, and here in this verse, text number 4, it's saktasya. Saktasya means attachment, and attachment to dhara, wife, agara, home, this second line, Sutta, children, Adishu, and etc. Everything else, Adishu, and so on. Saktasya. You know the term asakti. It's one of the stages of bhakti. So after, you know, the one that we're trying to work on, Anarjana Vritti, comes nishtha, steadiness. And after nishtha comes ruchi, taste. And after ruchi, taste, comes asakti, attachment to Krishna. Attachment to the activities of service to Krishna, and then attachment to the object of those activities. Two stages, attachment, asakti. And this is saktasya. This is attachment to the temporary. Not just like an affinity, but an attachment. So the question he's asking in text 3, how can there be this one and how can be there that one? Because the last line is, Krishne cha matir. Matihi. You know, the mind is attached. You can't be simultaneously in your mind attached to Krishna and attached to Dhara, Agara, Sutta, and Adishu. They're incompatible. Light and darkness don't go together. One or the other. Or degrees of one, degrees of the other, but not, they don't go, you can't be attached to this one and attached to that one. So the question is obvious, and Shukadeva Goswami is confirming, you're right. So, two things in the purport, specifically, how that contradiction becomes adjusted. One is by saying Krishna adjusts, the Supreme Personality of Godhead adjusts. And the other way is saying the same thing, just in another way. That is, devotional service is never destroyed. Devotional service is transcendental. And transcendental starts with sat, it's eternal. Even a little bit of advancement that we may make in devotional service, it's eternal. May get covered, but the advancement is eternal. And so the Supreme Lord maintains the connection, devotional service is a connection with the Supreme Lord. He maintains that. Even if circumstantially or somehow or other or occasionally one becomes covered. And as surprisingly as one may become covered, then one becomes uncovered again. Now, in this case, so just go through the middle part of this purport of text 5. Two ways, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, that bhakti can be covered. One is Vaishnava Parad, and we know what that one is about. And this other one is by the will of the Supreme Lord or his devotee. Now, in the case of his devotee, that's Priyavrata, both Swayambhuva Manu, the father of Priyavrata, and Lord Brahma, who is the father of Swayambhuva Manu, they both wanted Priyavrata to do a service, that he was protesting, I have no attraction for the objects of the senses, and if I get involved in this program, there'll be some attachment for the objects of the senses. And they gave their promise, Lord Brahma gave his promise. You'll become freed from that attachment after your tour of duty is finished. And he got attached and he became free from that attachment and achieved perfection. So that's extraordinary. You know, when the Supreme Lord says, you know, become a demon. Jayan Vijay. And oppose me. Now, what devotee can oppose Krishna? Except when Krishna wants. And it gets, you know, then it gets rasika, in the case of Bhishma, Dev took the opposite side of Krishna out of rasa. And this other, Jai Vijay, it's very explicit. It's not ordinary. It's not like every demon is somebody from the spiritual world that Krishna sends to the material world. Not like that. This is most exceptional. Even amongst, you know, the times in which the personality of Godhead appears in different days of Brahma, it's not Jayan Vijay coming to the material world. There's different Hiranyakshas and Hiranyakashipus. They're just different jivas that take that position. In any case, one of the ways that one's bhakti can become covered is by Vaishnava Parad. But we can understand from the text, even when that happens, it's not that bhakti becomes destroyed. Bhakti becomes covered, like the cloud covers the sun. Not like the sun goes out of existence when a cloud comes. Just you can't perceive its effect. So similarly, the effect of bhakti in the life of one who has been an offender becomes blocked. And there's stages and degrees of that, how that becomes blocked. I was mentioning again, you know, yesterday, one of the stages is where this is this tattva vibhrama. When one may even see the power, the transcendental position of a devotee and devotional service, and deny it, it's not true. The example that Jiva Goswami gives is Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu saw. Gopinath, you know who Hiranyakashipu is? Who is Hiranyakashipu? He's a demon. Who was he killed by? Nrisingadev. So, Hiranyakashipu saw the power of Prahlad. How did he see the power of Prahlad? In extreme ways. Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad. He got a huge elephant and had the huge elephant trample Prahlad Maharaj. Nothing happened. He threw Prahlad Maharaj into blazing fire. Nothing happened. He threw Prahlad into a pit of venomous snakes. Nothing happened. He threw Prahlad off a cliff. Nothing happened. Hiranyakashipu saw the personality of Godhead. Thought, this is an ordinary being. He's got some mystic power, but I have mystic power too. He couldn't believe it. That, you know, the bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan. Even, you know, right before his eyes. Another was Duryodhana. In the royal assembly, Krishna showed his partial universal form, and Duryodhana couldn't believe it. He couldn't hear it from others who tried to persuade him and convince him. You're going to lose. Give up this ill attitude towards the Pandavas, because it'll get you the ill disposition of the personality of Godhead, and you're finished. He couldn't believe it, even when he saw it or heard it. This is the nature of offense. So when one has that tendency due to the influence of ignorance, and ignorance has different manifestations, envy and so forth, pride, greed. These are enemies of the conditioned soul, and you can't overcome them. You certainly can't. So that's the Matirna Krishne Paratakshova. Exactly the same Sanskrit as in the last line here. Krishne Cha Matir. So therefore, Prabhupada is quoting this statement by Prahlad. Matirna Krishne Paratakshova. You can't. Mito Vipadyeta Vrahak Pratanam. If you're a Grihavrata, that is, vrata means vow, the vow to be absorbed in family life, because Prabhupada explains generally for most people, that means sense gratification, like yesterday, you know, license for sense gratification. It's not. It's something else. For Grihamedi, it's something else. And Grihastha, it's a facility for service to Krishna. And that's the target of everything, including family life. So, Priyavrata. That's what he wanted. He wanted that even before, you know, when he was a young boy. And how long had he lived in the forest to achieve spiritual perfection? Many generations had passed, and you know, he was fixed. He wasn't like tottering, maybe, maybe not, maybe, maybe not. He was fixed. And so the message is, once having had that, it's repeated several times in the purport, once having had that experience of being connected to Krishna, you can't forget. Either by circumstance or even sometimes it happens, devotees try to forget and they can't forget. They become weakened spiritually and, you know, try to leave Krishna and leave Krishna consciousness and, you know, immerse their senses in sense gratification and they can't forget Krishna. Can't forget Krishna. Can't forget Krishna. Can't get him off your mind. And after some time, one is held responsible for those acts of foolishness, but when the residual effect is cleared, very quickly Krishna consciousness is restored. Not easy and it's not fun, but the message that we're hearing is bhakti is permanent. So that's how this apparent contradiction gets resolved. Krishna holds his devotee very dear. The devotee may forget Krishna, but Krishna doesn't forget his devotee. Like a loving parent, it's very understandable. The child may go away from home and get involved in stuff, but the parents don't forget the child. They're thinking of their child. Whatever the circumstance may be. So what to speak of if the loving father is the personality of Godhead. The loving supreme personality of Godhead sees his parts and parcels in a very dear way, and especially dear is one who has held him dear, the devotee. The Lord doesn't forget, the devotional service is not forgotten, and the verse 9 31 is referred to, that 9:31 comes after 9:30. 9:30 is even if one does sudurachar, very bad activity, Krishna corrects that situation. That's 31. Name bhakta pranashati, my devotee is never vanquished. Oops, wrong chapter. Okay, so any discussion? Yes.
But like those various relationships you can have with Krishna, like friendship, conjugal lover, that vast, all-powerful, unknown. Are these relationships with Krishna different but equal, or is one more exalted and advanced than the other?
Not on topic, but you know, there is a hierarchy. They're all exalted. And the way that Sanatana Goswami describes is perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Just so it doesn't mean the perfect is less than perfect, just they're superlatively perfect. And especially the love of the residents of Vrindavan and amongst the residents of Vrindavan, the gopis. Doesn't mean Mother Jasoda is third class. She's most exalted. And amongst the gopis, the young unmarried girls, and some of them married, their love for Krishna was even more intense, or of a different variety of intensity. So, there's a hierarchy, to answer your question. Your question, go ahead. That's called aparad. That's an offense. Yeah, it's one of them. And so the mentality, I may rationalize like that, but the mentality itself is offensive, and the mentality itself blocks access to Krishna. Doesn't like Krishna. It's not that Krishna looks at you and says, oh, you're offensive, yuck, I'm staying away from you. But rather our mentality, the very mentality, blocks our access to Krishna. Like, you know, the sun keeps shining, even there's clouds. The clouds of anartas, or anartas arise from one of the sources is offenses. So our mentality becomes clouded, or offense or aparad is there to block our continued proper access to Krishna. Is that clear? You have something.
So the first part of this Prabhupada was discussing about the devotee who has is so attached to the Krishna, and then falling down, and then Krishna is there to hold up them, and they are back on the track again. So at the end of the paragraph it says that who are totally materialistic, attached to the family life, and they are totally not developed Krishna consciousness. So, and you also just explained that the mind blocks our advancement or our attraction to Krishna. So, for the people who are too much attached to the family or the materialistic way of life, so even the very first step of connecting or getting the mercy of Krishna, it looks like it's not possible. So, what is the solution, and what is a way for those type of people, like to get that mercy or to get connected to devotees? Because I understood that this purport explains for the devotees who's already had the attraction, but impediments or two or more kinds of impediments are there, and that finally anyway they'll again get that mercy. But for the people who are,
I understand your question. Sadhu Sangha. It can carry one from the position of being covered to being uncovered. No, Sadhu Sangha it's two words, but it implies in the association of sadhus, in that Sadhu Sangha situation, all kinds of things happen, like hearing topics about Krishna. So in the association of sadhus, you do what sadhus do in their association. You become like them. You do like them and become like them. So it's, the catalyst, the transformational catalyst is sadhu sangha. Yeah.
This is because of pure devotee desire for it's because offenses, if you're doing offenses, you cannot have bhakti or even paratmara. Even if you're doing grasp by duties, you cannot have.
But well, the bhakti can be there, just covered. Bhakti can be there, but covered. And greater degree, lesser degree. Let's just say, like her question, somebody's just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, and here comes a Krishna devotee, and Krishna devotee says, please chant Hare Krishna and take this book and please come to the temple. So they start devotional service. They were doing nothing, just twiddling their thumbs, just dealing with the material energy and their thoughts and their desires and hanging out. Then they met a devotee. Now they're starting to associate with devotees, and devotional service begins. And then they make some offense. So then devotional service that began gets blocked. The sun's still shining. So blocked, but not made zero, not nullified. That's the whole point. Not nullified. And then, you know, that devotee that before they had association of devotees, they didn't make any offense to devotees because they didn't have any devotees to offend. At least in this life. And then they got some devotees to offend, so they went at it. And now they got this, you know, anarta in their heart because they've offended devotees. So that's another, you know, how to deal with that. Well, we go on, it's several things, but we, you know, get a little education. You know, that's not, you have to be careful with that. And if whatever mistakes and offenses you have made, then here's what you do. Then we have a path, a procedure, a protocol to follow, and we do that. And so a necessary quality is humility. Necessary quality is humility. There's one way to be humble, and that's just be self-honest. There's another way to get humble, and that's get smashed. And we get humble that way too. And there's other ways. You know, good association can help us understand, wow, that's a nice quality. I want to associate with this person and become humble like this person instead of proud like, you know, it's far more natural for me to be proud. Or conditioned for me to do is be proud. So then, by association, I can become humble. In those other ways, however one becomes humble, then I can hear from the sadhu and from the scripture about the path of pure devotional service and become attached to the idea of coming to pure devotional service and cultivate that. And then I'll take responsibility for the mistakes I've made. Let the reactions come for the mistakes I've made and continue on this path of striving for pure devotional service. And by regular practice, what's the Avratir Asakrit Upadesha is the phrase that Jiva Goswami quotes from Vedanta Sutra. Avratir Asakrit Upadesha. Upadesha means it's an instruction. The scriptures instruct that one should do sadhana regularly. Just repeatedly. Just over and over. Not mechanically over and over, but devotionally over and over. And then the power is there in that bhakti to reduce the cloud. And it, very important, two very important things. It's not just this lifetime. Jiva Goswami is very clear. It's there from previous lifetimes, otherwise we wouldn't get one of these things. There's tendency already stored, not just this lifetime. And then another one is that everyone has it. Not, you know, I have a deficit because I have this being offensive tendency. Everyone has it in different varieties. It's a ball and chain on our leg that everyone has. You can't run. You can move a little bit. And so move a little bit towards the objective and gradually. The process itself helps to dissolve that if properly taken up in good association. Hearing in the right way. There's wrong ways and there's right ways. Okay? Yes?
Guru Maharaj, when the covering happens to a devotee on the process.
When what happens?
Covering.
Covering? When covering happens to the devotee who's following the process.
Due to his offenses made.
Due to the offensive
offensive mentality.
Defensive mentality.
It will manifest in a way.
Many ways.
Affinity to sense gratification.
Yeah.
And then if this
well, and sense gratification can mean a whole variety of things. It depends on, you know, your favorite. Include, you know, striving for the heavenly planets instead of striving for Krishna's loving service.
Yeah.
I know a devotee that was very, his name is Padasevanam. He, when he read that in Bhagavad Gita, if you can start the path of bhakti and you don't complete it, then you go to the heavenly planets. And he was like, you know, this description of the heavenly planets is fantastic. I can't wait. I'm going to keep on doing the, he was very clear about it. I'm going to keep on doing devotional service for a while, you know, make my deposits in my bank account over there, and then, you know, leave devotional service and go to heaven and enjoy like anything. So, there are different ideas that different people have of sense gratification, and just responding to that.
So, man recognizes that sense gratification wants to get back, and then it tries to adjust or tries to mechanically fix it. Is it but he's missing the root cause, which is an offense made to devotee in previous times.
Well, keeping the associate, even if you don't hit the target, you're being self-deceptive because you didn't hear because you didn't want to hear. So that happens. Continue in the association anyways. And gradually, if, you know, if the premise that you gave is the goal is still held in esteem and I'm way down here like missing the target. At my heart, I value the goal. Because of offenses and because of my shortcomings and tendency to be, you know, a cheater, then, you know, I don't honestly acknowledge what the problem is. But I still hold this in esteem. So stay in the association of wholesome devotees or the devotees that are on the path to Krishna, and through that association, some strength and some clarity and purification will come. Just, you know, be careful not to offend those nice devotees. Okay?
I have one
more. Okay.
As the scriptures mention, when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell at the Lord's feet, by holding the strong grass and they were invested with full mercy simultaneously when they showed the humility and they took shelter of that. Please correct me.
So you're making a comment. What's your question?
So, if so, when an aspiring devotee or a devotee trying to take shelter of the spiritual master, is it the devotee is unable to open the heart to receive completely when spiritual master is trying to invest that gift?
Sure, but you know, let's step back a bit. And who are Rupa and Sanatana Goswami? They're eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have no blocks in their heart. We do. So, you know, go back to the earlier question, or the answer to the earlier question. We're not Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. We have blocks in our heart. We're attached to our own conceptions that gets moved according to circumstance and, you know, the flickerings of the mind. So we're in this unstable position. We aspire for the goal. We're not there. What to do? Stay in the association. And continue, you know, to cleanse the heart so you can open the heart and submit to receive everything. Back to your question. We have a lot of heart cleansing to do. And then we take up the process that cleanses the heart. By acknowledging our shortcomings, not beating ourselves up because of it, but acknowledging them, and then striving by right means to go beyond them. You ready? Lifetime's worth of work? Okay. You haven't asked a question. You always have.
You answered my question in response to Sherry Lunt.
Okay. Yeah.
Maharaj, so I was thinking about the second impediment, which says that it happens by the desire of the Lord, and it tells about Jaya Vijay story and all that.
That's exceptional.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it sounds like that mostly for the pastimes, for events, and I know it's not spiritual world activities, but does that impediment type happens here for the normal?
No. No, it's exceptional. Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhupada Ki.